Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing Find Your Wings, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, titled Faith in the Family from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
It's only for a moment you were mine to hold. The plans that heaven has for you will all too soon unfold. So many different prayers I'll pray for all that you might do. But most of all, I want to know walking in the truth. And if I haven't told you, I want you to know. As I watch you grow, I pray that God would fill your heart with dreams, and that faith gives you the courage to dare to do great things. I'm here for you. Whatever this life brings, so let my love give you room, help you find your wings. May passion be the wind that leads you through your day. May conviction keep you strong, guide you on your way. May there be many moments that make your life so sweet. But more than memories, I pray that God would fill your heart with dreams, and that faith gives you courage to dare to do great things. I'm here for you, whatever this life brings. So let my love give you room, help you find your wings. It's not living if you don't reach for the sky. I'll have tears as you take off, but I'll cheer as you fly. I pray that God would fill your heart with dreams, and that faith gives you the courage to dare to do great things. Life brings. So let my love give.
Amen. If your foundation is the rock of God's Word, then today you can endure, for the Word today endures from generation to generation, the Bible says. If the foundation today is the solid rock of God's Word, when the storm clouds come about and the winds of life are beating and things are getting rough in your foundation, let me tell you what, He'll bring you through it. Even when sickness comes into your home, I'm glad that you've got a great physician that's present that will heal you. Hallelujah! If your foundation is the solid rock of God's Word, when needs press against you and against the walls of your life, and the waves of worry consume you today, let me tell you what, and beat on your doors, you'll find there's a foundation by the Prince of Peace that brings a peace that will surpass all understanding. If the foundation today is the solid rock of God's Word, when you go through the valley of the shadow today, you'll find your foundation. The conqueror of death, of hell, and of the grave, and death, and the devil, and everything else will today emerge victorious, because nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. See, there's a rock today that you can build your family on, and today there's a foundation today that shall never fail. You may go through the storms, but here's the Word. You'll go through it. You'll succeed. You'll be victorious. And the devil won't win. It is solid. It's sure. And it endures. Because this rock is no other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the eternal, priceless rock of ages. The precious cornerstone of your living today. He's the only hope today for our homes. He is the only hope for America. He's only the hope for the world today. And if we'll get Him in today back in our homes, I tell you what, we'll get Him in our church. And brother, let me tell you what, we'll have the devil on the run. Amen. We're giving the devil too much glory and too much credit. Well, you just don't know what I'm going through and the problems I've got and the situations that I'm facing and everything that I have. Oh, God in mercy. I've gone through 25 boxes of Kleenexes. I've cried all night. I've wet the pillow with my tears. I'm up and down. I can't sleep. My eyes are all puffed up. I'm taking things to keep me awake. I'm taking things to put me asleep. I'm so strung out, hung up, stressed out. I can't walk straight, talk straight. I'm so messed up. I don't even know where I'm at. And see, that's what you let the devil bring you to today. And the devil said, go on and preach it. That's good. You've given me all the glory for all the mess of your life. Stop it right there. Enough is enough. Draw a line in the sand and say, devil, you can't cross it no more. Because that line is covered with the blood of Jesus. And therefore, you can't cross the blood line. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's time you start telling the devil, it's time for him to get out of your home and go back to hell where he belongs. Amen. Praise God. He's your only hope. The foundation comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That means today your whole family needs to be saved. And you may be sitting in this congregation today, and this foundational stone, the stone of relationship, the stone today of a Savior, the stone today of hope and salvation, could be missing in your life. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Do you understand what He's offering you today? Eternal life. Forgiveness of your sins. The only solution that will really work. Give your heart. Give your life. Give your home to Jesus today. See, the family built on Christ is the only foundation that will endure. And if you're not building on Him, you're building wrong today. You've got to declare as Joshua declared, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That means today that might be some tough love in your home. It may mean that your kids are going to get kicked off the pedestal of telling you what to do, and you're going to take control of your home. That may mean that you're going to have to take back your home, and you're going to have to kick out the vices that Satan's brought into your home to destroy your children. That means you're going to have to stand up for what is right. And your kids may not understand it when all of a sudden they sit down at the table and you say all of a sudden, put that fork down. We're going to pray. I'm hungry! Or they throw a temper tantrum and run to the room and slam the door. It might be the last door you slam. Right, too? I'm not mean, but I believe in standards. And I believe we have compromised the standard of God's Word for our homes because we just let our kids run roughshod over us and tell us what to do and tell us where to be and tell us what we're going to do. And we say, okay, okay. No, I think some of you need to get your homes on the altar today and say, there's going to be some changes in our home. We're going back to the foundation. We're going back to Christ. We're going back to the Lord and crown Him. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Serve Him today with purpose. And serve Him today on purpose. And I promise you today, and I'm not even going to finish the message. God just says, stop right here. I believe if you will hear, heed, and receive what God has spoken to us through the inerrancy and infallibility of His Word, and you incorporate that into your life and your home and your family, listen to me. There's going to be some changes. And it will not be changes of defeat and depression. It will be changes of deliverance and delight that God will do a mighty work. The question is, what choice have you made today? What about your home? Where is Jesus in your home today? Father, we look to You today in prayer. We call upon You because You are a righteous God. We seek You today, and maybe there's someone in this congregation today. They don't have that blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. They don't know You as their Savior today. Is that your life today? Just a little interruption from the prayer for a moment. You don't know Jesus as your personal Savior today? You've never invited Him into your heart and your life? Would you pray this prayer with me right now, right here in this church? And mean it with your heart and ask Jesus to come into your life and save you. Are you going to make it to heaven? Suppose you die today. Suppose you died today. Where would your eternity be? You better get saved. Because you say, well, preacher, I got plenty of time. Oh, do you? You better read what James said. Your life is as a vapor. It appears, then it's gone. Pray this prayer. Dear God in heaven, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I confess my sin, my rejection of You. And I ask You right now, Lord, come into my heart, my life, save me, cleanse me, forgive me, and make me Your child. I claim today is my day of salvation. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. If you prayed that prayer a moment ago, I'm going to ask you to do one thing, very simply. I'm going to ask you to just slip your hand up and slip it back down right now so I can remember you in my prayer life. I won't embarrass you, come to you, hurt you, humiliate you, or do nothing offensively to you. I'll keep you in my prayer life. Pastor, I prayed that prayer a moment ago. I prayed that prayer. Well, don't be ashamed to raise your hand if you prayed the prayer. Don't be ashamed to identify yourself with Jesus. Amen. Father, as we stand to our feet, I just believe that there can be homes today that can be revived, refreshed, renewed, and blessed if we today will make the decision to come and make the choice of putting Jesus in our home and building on the foundation of faith and trusting You in all things. Have Your way right now, Father. As we have a song of invitation.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.